listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone, it's good to see all of you here in our online afternoon worship service. And before po tayo mag-dive in sa preaching ng Word ni God, let me greet you from the Rice Granary of the Philippines. And maraming salamat po no for joining us this afternoon. Salamat po no for always staying with us. Hindi niyo po kami iniiwan. Anyway, we are continuing our series entitled Nearness, and today po no is our second week of this series. By the way, tong series po na to is 6 weeks, and hopefully po no patuloy po tayong magsama-sama para matuto po tayo sa salita ni God, at nasa ganun makareceive din tayo no ng personal revelation doon po sa mga preaching na maririnig natin. Alam niyo po ba na timing po yung sharing po ito sa ating panahon? Dahil alam natin na marami po sa mga kababayan natin ang may matinding pinagdadaanan. And gusto po nating magkaroon pare-pareho ng assurance that our God is near. Diba? Sino po sa inyo rito gusto niyo malaman na yung Diyos hindi tayo iniiwan? Amen? So, and yun po yung character ni God. Yun po yung pag-aaralan natin today. Alam niyo po, in a socially distant setup and season that we have, talaga pong sakto po itong ating serye. Kasi nga po, no, karamihan nga po, merong hirap na pinagdadaanan, may mga struggles, may mga challenges. Pero gusto pong sabihin sa atin, no, we are seemingly near to each other because of our online services, but still far from each other. Diba? So talaga nakakamiss yung nakikita-kita po tayong lahat. Sabi nga nila, so near and yet so far. So, tara na po, magtuloy-tuloy na po tayo sa ating preaching. Baka po magkaiyakan pa tayo rito online, no? Anyway, so if you have your Bible with you, kindly open it to Isaiah chapter 43. And last time po na, we've talked about trustworthy. Ito po yung first segment ng ating pag-aaral sa book ng Isaiah. And ito po nga series natin na Nearness, ito po yung second series of our preaching series, still based from the book of Isaiah. Sabihin mo nga dyan sa kasama mo sa bahay, Isaiah, di ba? Tapos ganun yung delirium, Isaiah, ayan. So, parang sinasabi natin ngayon na God still sees our pandemic season, and that God sees our situation. Not only He sees it, but He cares, and He is concerned to all of us. And I pray na lahat po tayo ma-experience po natin at maramdaman po natin yung gagawing move ni God sa ating mga situation. All right, Isaiah chapter 43, kung nakabukas na po yung inyong physical Bible, let's all read together. Sabi rito sa verse 1, "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Verse 3, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes, and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life." Verse 5, "Fear not, for I am with you." Okay, so God is saying to you, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth." And last verse, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Let us all pray. Lord, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Lord, we ask that you would speak to us. Lord, may you remove any form of fear in our hearts. And then we pray that you would speak to us, Lord God, deeply. Lord, salamat, God, that as we study your word together, may you inject, Lord God, courage to each and every one of us. Lord, salamat, Panginoon, that in our pandemic season, you are still with us. And we are confident, Lord God, that we will be able, Lord God, to face every circumstance in our lives because we have you on our side. Father, we bless and honor you This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, para po bigyan tayo ng background no, nung binasa natin, when we look back, okay, at Isaiah chapter 42, it is very interesting po no, na sinasabi rito ni God na kung paano niya binabrag o paano siya nagbabrag about his chosen servant. Sinasabi niya po rito sa verse 1 that he delights in them, that he chose them, that he has put his spirit upon them, okay, and that he will bring forth justice to the nations. And sobrang ganun po pinagmamalaki ni God yung kanyang mga anak o yung kanyang mga tao. Pero pagka tinignan po natin siya sa mga succeeding verses, specifically from verses 18 to 25, makikita natin dito na grabe yung description ni God sa people of Israel. Okay, so dahil their failure to listen and obey God has caused them to be disciplined by God. That is why they ended up being exiled in Babylon. And sinasabi rito ni God na yung mga tao niya raw is blind, his servant is blind. Not only that, but his servant is deaf. Okay, they cannot hear. And ano pa, sinasabi ni God na his people are plundered and looted. They are trapped, okay, in holes hidden in prisons. No one to rescue and restore them. And we all know, no, kung bakit nangyari ito is because of their disobedience or their sin towards God. And this is how God is describing them. And I was just thinking, probably in the minds of people of Israel, probably they are saying, is this the end for us? Is this really it? Is the Lord forsaking us? Would we have the strength and the courage to move on? You see, given their condition, okay, as a people during that time that they were exiled in Babylon, malamang po na natatakot po o mayroon silang nararamdaman na takot sa kanilang mga puso. Bakit kanyo? Unang-una, because they are in a very unfamiliar territory. Hindi nila alam yung mga culture na nakikita nila ron, yung mga tao, hindi nila kakilala. Okay? Kasi first time nila na mapunta dun sa Babylon. And I don't think that they have the strength, okay, and the courage to move on. But the good news though is there is still God who is committed to fulfill His promise to them. Yes, you see, in times na ng mga misery and discouragement ng people of Israel, God always came to their rescue. In fact, when we go back to the book of Joshua, dito pala sinasabi ni God sa kanila na they should be courageous, that the Lord is commanding them to be very courageous. Okay? And even if these people of Israel, whom God called also as stiff-necked people, His heart for them is not to destroy them, but to redeem them. Kaya nga sabi po ni Dr. John Oswald, our ultimate purpose, or God's ultimate purpose for His people is not destruction, but redemption, not death, but life. Okay? And again, since the people of Israel is God's chosen people, there's no way that God will forsake them. And there's no way that God will allow other people group like Babylon to destroy them. Because still, this people or this group of people, this Israel, is special in the eyes of God. Kaya nga, pag tinignan natin yung chapter 42 na itong book of Isaiah, yes, it is true na na-plunder sila, na-loot sila, na-trap sila in holes, parang prisoner, okay, none to rescue them and to restore them, or probably, no, during that time, they are being clothed with fear and uncertainty and discouragement. But you see, God has His own way of putting courage to them, and we can read that starting in verse 1 of chapter 43 ng Isaiah. Now, speaking of courage, I've been mentioning that word courage. How do we define it? Okay? Alam po niyo na, I was able to research a good meaning or definition of this word. And courage is defined as a mental or moral strength to persevere and withstand anger, or withstand danger rather, to withstand fear, to withstand difficulty. Okay? So, ibig sabihin, hindi po nawawala yung takot. Hindi po ako naniniwala dun sa nakasanayan natin na definition that courage is the absence of fear. Hindi po. Dahil sa mga pinagdadaanan natin, nandun pa rin po yung takot na nararamdaman natin, nandun pa rin po yung panganib, nandun pa rin po yung hirap. Hindi po pag nagkaroon tayo ng courage, nawawala itong mga bagay na ito, hindi, nandun pa rin po. Pero dahil sa tapang or katapangan na ibinibigay sa atin ng Diyos, gusto pong sabihin sa atin na kayang-kaya natin maging matatag, kayang-kaya natin maging matibay sa gitna ng mga panganib ng takot, takot at paghihirap. And I'm sure, gaya po ng mga Israelites, lahat po tayo ay naramdaman or nakaramdam ng tinatawag na takot. Marami, at marami po itong pwedeng panggalingan yung talking about yung ating mga fears, no? Pwede pong dahil sa fact na di natin kontrolado yung ating mga buhay at saka man nangyayari sa atin. Why? Kasi yung iba sa atin, alam mo yung sanay tayo na to take control of our lives. Kaya when things are out of hand, we shake in fear. Diba? Hindi na natin alam kung ano yung gagawin natin. And second thing, when we feel condemned, iniisip natin na ano ba yung magiging consequence ng action na nagawa natin kaya tayo natatakot. Or pwede rin naman na ang pinagagalingan po ng takot natin ay hindi tayo prepared and equipped to face the battle. Meron po ba kayong ganung experience? Yung all of a sudden, di ba? O yung meron ba tayong mga suddenly, bigla na lang na merong kakaibang pangyayari na nanaganap sa buhay natin at sa buhay ng pamilya natin. Di ba sobrang ang nagiging response natin, takot. Pwede rin dahil nakafocus tayo dun sa overwhelmingly danger, kaya pinanghihinaan tayo ng loob. Ibig sabihin, mas nakafocus tayo sa problema rather than nakafocus tayo kay God. Kaya, let me tell you something. I do believe in my heart that God is aware of our tendency to fear. Okay, do you believe that? And He cares about every fear we face. But you see, fear is not necessarily sin. Okay, para lang po maintindihan nating lahat. Normal po na makaramdam tayo ng takot bilang isang tao dahil kasama po yun sa emosyon na nararamdaman natin, di ba? Nagiging masaya tayo, nagiging malungkot tayo, nagiging masigla tayo, at may mga oras na tayo rin po ay natatakot. Pero gusto ko pong sabihin sa atin na kapag ang takot po natin ay nahaluan ng pagdududa at kawalan ng paniniwala sa kakayahan ng Diyos upang gumalaw o kumilo sa ating sitwasyon, then that is the time na we are sinning against God. Okay? In fact, our failure to trust God and His power and goodness leads to sin. And one scripture to back it up is when the Bible said in 1 Timothy 1 verse 7, babasahin ko po sa Amplified Version, and probably some of you are familiar with this text. Sabi po doon, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear." Okay, yung mga sinasabi na hindi daw tayo binigyan ni God ng spirit of timidity, ng cowardice or fear. Ibig sabihin, binigyan tayo ng spirit of courage ni God. Let's continue. Sabi doon, "But He has given us a spirit of power." Yan na nga po. "Power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline." Alam niyo po, ang gusto ko rito sa Amplified, meron siyang pinaloob na additional statement, no? Sabi doon, yung personal discipline daw is the abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So, ibig sabihin, not only we have the spirit of power that emanates from God, okay, but it comes with an ability to be calm, okay, when we are faced with danger, fear, and difficulty, to have a well-balanced mind and self-control during pressures in life. Okay, kaya hindi po natin kailangan matakot, mga kapatid. Sabihin mo sa tabi mo, huwag tayo matakot, or itype po natin sa ating comment section, huwag tayo matakot dahil meron tayong Diyos. Ayan. And so, we will see here in chapter 43 how the Lord God strengthened them, His people, by injecting. Sounds familiar, no? Injecting, kasi nasa vaccination period tayo. By injecting courage upon them as a people. God said, "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." So the first statement that God infused to the people of Israel is, take courage because of who I am. Ito po yung sinasabi ni God sa kanyang mga tao, sa kanyang mga anak. You know, with all the hopelessness felt by the people of Israel, the Lord God brought them back to their senses, okay, by reminding them who He is to them. Sinasabi ni God sa kanila, in the first place, sino ba lumikha sa inyo? Sino ba ang gumawa sa inyo? Hindi ba ako? Sinasabi ni God sa kanila na ako ang Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, so huwag kayong matakot. At kung nawawala kayo ng pag-asa dahil na-plunder kayo dyan sa Babylon, na-trap kayo, na kagagawan nyo naman, na para kayo mga preso, at walang kasiguraduhan kung may magliligtas sa inyo, guess what? Sabi ni God, natubos ko na kayo. Di ba, tabos na kami yun. I have redeemed you. Why? Because God is simply their redeemer. Not only that, pero sinasabi ni God sa kanila, I have called you by name, you are mine. Sinasabi ni God sa kanila, pag-aari ko kayo, ako yung owner nyo. Ako ang pumili at tumawag sa inyo, and no one can and will own you because you belong to me. Wow! Di ba, hindi ka ba magkakaroon ng courage nun pag merong someone na nagsasabi sa'yo na nabibilang ka sa akin, lalo na't alam mo kung sino yung taong nagsasalita. In short, God provides the reason why His children or people need not to fear. Now, para sa atin po ba, sino ba si God sa buhay natin? Alam na alam pa rin po ba natin kung sino siya sa atin? Lalong-lalo na pag may mga pinagdadaanan po tayo sa ating buhay, kapag natatakot tayo. Do we still see God as one that is supreme in power, wisdom, and might? Do we still see that He loves us and He is so concerned about us? And do we still embrace the truth that He is our Father in heaven who's sovereignly in control over everything na pinagdadaanan natin? You see, ang reality po kasi, no, when we are faced with deep troubles, sometimes we tend to forget who He is. Who He is in our lives. Ayun po yung totoo. Nakakalimutan po natin kung gaano siya makapangyarihan, kung gaano siya kumikilos before, kung gaano siya magmahal sa atin, kung gaano siya kabuti. We tend to lose our focus on God. We tend to lose our focus dun sa faith natin kay God. Because probably nagiging cloudy. You see, I am not invalidating the fear that we are facing today. Why? Because I myself face almost the same troubles. And let me be honest with all of you. Natakot po ako. Okay? Natakot po ako. At sa mga panahon po na natatakot po tayo, we need to be reminded. Come on, we need to go back to our senses kung sino po si God sa buhay natin. Kasi kung magiging, again, blurred si God during our battles, then the enemy would always take advantage of us. And let me tell you, hindi po magiging maganda para sa atin yun. Why? Because alam natin yung goal ng enemy is to steal, kill, and destroy. And hindi po yun yung will ni God para sa atin. Remember, the Bible said that we are in advantage. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was sent to us by God the Father to help us in our weaknesses, to help us in times of our weakness. Amen? Kaya sabi rin po dito sa verse 2, sobrang may encourage po tayo lahat dito, no? At makaka-relate. Sabi doon, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Come on naman. Di ba? Sabi niya, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Sinasabi po rito ni God, sasamahan ko kayo. Sasamahan po tayo ng ating Diyos sa mga pinagdadaanan natin, mapa-COVID po man yan, o kawalan ng trabaho, o kawalan man ng pagkawala ng mahal natin sa buhay. Walang anumang sitwasyon po ang pwedeng lumunod sa atin dahil tayo po ay pag-aari ng Diyos, na walang anumang lakas ng agos ng problema ang maaaring dumaig sa ating lahat dahil tayo ay may Diyos na makapangyarihan. Naniniwala ka ba doon? Then, he continued by saying, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. The fiery weapons of the enemy will not penetrate us, nor consume us. At hindi tayo kayang sunugin ng malaapoy na pagsubok o kawalan ng pag-asa dahil tayo ay pag-aari ng Diyos. Come on now. Pero we have to acknowledge who He is in our lives. Are you here with me? Are you still following me? Then sabi po dun sa verse 3, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Ito na, lalong pinaalala ni God kung sino siya. Diba kanina pinapakalala niya lang na I am your Creator, your Maker, I am the one who formed you, I am your Redeemer. Okay, I call you by name, you are mine. This time, nung binabasa ko to, parang as if nag-flex si God ng muscle. Na sinasabi niya sa people of Israel, I am the boss, I am the Lord your God, I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Diba? Parang nag-flex ng muscle si God, I am your Savior, grabe. Diba? Kung ang Diyos ang ating tagapagligtas at sandigan, matatakot pa rin ba tayo? Kung makikita mo, iyon yung Diyos na kakilala mo at pinagsisilbihan mo. Grabe. Gusto ko sabihin sa atin, wala pong katulad ang ating Diyos. He has no rival. Ang bumangga, di ba? Woo! Grabe do. And alam niyo po kung anong nararamdaman ko dito, no? Talagang grabe ang astig ni God. Si God lang yung malakas. Di ba? He is the boss. He is the master. He is the savior. He is the one who calls the shots. Kaya yung mga people of Israel, no? Kung sobrang overwhelmed sila with their current status this time, God is overwhelming them by reminding them who He is to them. And in this way, God wants them to focus on Him rather than on their situation. And I believe ganun po rin yung gustong sabihin sa atin ni God. Yes, meron tayong mga pinagdadaanan na overwhelmingly talaga naman. Kala mo parang wala ng pag-asa. Pero God is giving us courage not to focus on our problems but to focus on Him. Because nothing is impossible with God. Amen? Woo! Then sabi rito, I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you because you are precious in my eyes and honored and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Here we can see how God defends and delivers His people that other people should be overcome in order that they might be saved. Grabe, sabi ni God, kaya kong ibigay yung Egypt as a ransom. Yung Cush at saka yung Seba in exchange for your life. Di ba? He would cause other nations to be destroyed if it were necessary in order to effectively deliver His people and to restore them in their own land. And why will God do this? Why will God do all these things to the people of Israel? Well, nandun din po sa verse 4, sabi doon, because they are so precious to Him and that He loved them. I believe that God, that He is saying to them, or He is saying the same things to all of us here, that He loves us and surely He will defend us. So let's take courage in His love. Amen? You know, I want us to know that God loves us so much and that He will not change kahit na po pumapalpak po tayo sa buhay natin. And let me say to us, now let's put our utmost confidence in who our God is and how strong His love for us. This is our antidote to fear. Amen? Grabe. Di ba? Pinakilala ni God sino siya, nag-progress. I am the boss. Biglang sinabi niya, I love you so much. Hindi ba mababasag yung puso mo ron? Di ba? Hindi ba mag-melt yung puso mo ron knowing that we have a God like Him. Diba? Hindi ba magbibigay ng courage sa atin? Hindi ba yung parang kulong doon ka bilang narinig mo kung sino si God? Wow! I don't know about you, pero iba po yung impact nito sa buhay ko. It gives me confidence. It boosts my courage and faith towards Him. Now, the second statement po that God infused His children is, He said, take courage because I am with you. Okay, take courage because I am with you. Let us read in verse 5, 7, fear not for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. You see, one confidence booster in any sphere of life is when we know that somebody is with us and that we are not alone. Let me repeat that. One confidence booster in any sphere of life is when we know that somebody is with us and that we are not alone. That we can take courage knowing that God is with us. You know, dun po sa state ng yung sa condition po ng Israel during their time sa Babylon, for them this is a confidence booster, knowing that their Lord God is not abandoning them, that He will never leave them nor forsake them. I remember yung song na kinakanta natin, God has never failed them yet. And ganun din po sa ating lahat, God never failed us yet. Okay, sabi doon, I will never leave you, sabi ni God sa salita niya, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In fact, let me read in Isaiah 42 verse 16 in NLT version, sabi po rito, I will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them and smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. Grabe, what a promise from an almighty God. What a promise from a merciful God. Another thing po na we can notice here is that God will recollect all His scattered people from all parts of the world. Di ba? Kaya sinasabi ron na I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, di ba? From east, west, north, and south, God will gather them together as one people. And God is telling these people groups, okay, not to withhold His sons and daughters because they are His and He is calling them by name. Woo! This is so encouraging that we are not alone, that we have a God who is with us. I remember po yung one of the scenes in the movie Avengers. Ito po yung when Captain America seems to be standing alone because si Thor at saka po si Iron Man was were badly beaten by Thanos. Di ba? So, kasi ang laki ni Thanos eh. Alam niyo po ba first name ni Thanos? Okay, ang first name po ni Thanos is Hippopo. Hippopo Thanos. Grabe talaga, nakakatakot. Di ba? Ganun po siya kalaki, di ba? And then all of a sudden, when it seemingly parang nag-iisa na lang si Captain America, there was a voice that Cap hears from the left side. Sabi doon, on your left. And man, it was a game on. It was a game changer for him and the rest of the Avengers. First, it's one thing to know that Cap is an Avenger, and it's another thing to know that he is not alone but with other members of the Avengers. Kaya yung time na yun, di ba? Yung scenario na basag-basag na yung shield niya, tapos meron pa siyang sugat rito, tapos nung in-strap niya, talagang makita mo sa mukha niya, no, yung lalo siya nagkaroon ng courage, tapos sabi niya, Avengers, assemble. Di ba? During that time, talagang nagbanatan na. And gusto kong sabihin sa inyo, we may have our own battles, but you are not alone. Amen? Why? Because God is with us. Now, my question is, do you feel like you are alone and abandoned today? Let me tell you, let me encourage you today, God is with you. Do you feel like your situation is seemingly eating you alive? Let me remind you, God is with you. In fact, I love this scripture in Isaiah 41 verse 10 that says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Alam niyo po ba, this scripture is so powerful that Dr. John Oswald said that in this particular verse, we can find 5 reasons why we need not to be afraid. Tama po, 5 reasons bakit hindi po natin kailangan matakot. Okay, sabi po doon, I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Grabe! Kung meron kang Diyos na ganito, no? Na sinasabi sa'yo, kasama mo ako. Ako yung Diyos mo. palalakasin kita, tutulungan kita, at aalalayan kita. Di ba? Hindi ka ba magkakaroon ng courage niyan? Come on! Hindi mo ba kinakaramdam ng courage ngayon? Ako po sobrang pump up na po ako, grabe. Sobrang na-encourage po ako dito sa word na to. And this word really speaks to my heart. And ito pong verse na to, no, itong Isaiah 41 verse 10. Ito pa lang po pwede na natin maging personal memory verse. Na pagka po natatakot tayo, pwede po natin itong balik-balikan. In fact, pwede nyo pong gawin ngayon. I-print nyo to sa malaking bond paper, i-post nyo sa kwarto nyo, sa bahay nyo, o kung saan nyo gustong i-post, pwede sa CR, di ba? Pwede nyo rin po itong ilagay as background ng laptop nyo or smartphone nyo para in a time na talagang nadi-discourage tayo, natatakot tayo, pagtingin mo doon, no? Feeling mo na na God is speaking to you and encouraging you by looking at that verse. Amen? As I end, chapter 43, I believe, is not only a story of courage that God is infusing to His people Israel, but this is also a story of His grace to them, undeserved, but freely given by God to them. Since Israel were exiled in Babylon because of their sin, and sin causes them to be blind, to be deaf, okay, and yet the Lord God redeemed them. Diba? Sabi ni God, I have redeemed you. Pero one of the most powerful truths that we could learn about courage here can be seen in verse 4 of this chapter, where we see a foreshadowing of God's plan of redemption for the humankind. Sabi doon, because you are precious in my eyes and honored and I love you, I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Alam niyo po, yung word na men doon is singular. It means Adam, which means man or a divine image of God. And it says, I give man or Adam in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. You know, God, in His plan to redeem mankind, sent the second Adam in the form of Jesus to die on the cross in exchange for our lives. And this is the very courageous move on God's part to give His only Son as a ransom for all of us. Kaya I remember po yung Romans 5:17, sabi po doon, for if by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Ito po yung ginawa ni God sa ating lahat. When the life of His own very Son, Jesus Christ, was given as a ransom for all of us, so that you and I can experience Him more and more in our lives, for us to experience the beauty, the true beauty that life would bring. Grabe po yung ginawa sa atin ni God. Grabe po yung courage na yon na dinisplay ni Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, so that He could inject courage to us as well, so that He can overcome every fear in our lives, every danger, and every difficulty. With that, let us all pray. Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Thank you, Lord God, for telling us today, Lord God, that you are with us. Lord God, na you have redeemed us, Lord God. Salamat, Panginoon, by telling us today that you are our God, that you are the Holy One of Israel, our Savior. Lord God, that you are our Yahweh. Lord, yun pa lang. Lord God, enough na, Lord God, para to boost our confidence, Lord God. Para, Lord, lahat kami, Lord, magkaroon ng courage today. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for infusing and injecting courage and hope and faith among all of us. And Lord, today we just come to you in humility. In fact, I just want to pray for some concerns. If you are here and you feel like abandoned and you may be in fear right now, let me tell you, the Lord is with you. And the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will not see you getting destroyed by the enemy. And if you're that person, pwede ba tayo mag-thumbs reaction dyan sa comment section natin? And let me pray for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up to you, Lord God, these people who are making a thumb up sign, Lord God, or to those who are listening, Lord God, acknowledging that they feel like they are abandoned, that they are in so much fear. Lord, may you instill courage right now in Jesus' name. Lord, may you remove, Lord God, any discouragement. May you remove, Lord God, any feeling of abandonment, Lord God. Kung meron man, Lord God, may you embrace these people right now by telling them, I love you and I honor you and I am here for you. May you embrace that promise from God in the name of Jesus. Another concern po na I want to pray for, kung tayo po rito, sabi ko kanina, na pag natakot tayo, hindi tayo nagkakasala. Pero kung nag-worry na po tayo at nagda-doubt tayo sa kakayahan ng ating Panginoon sa ating sitwasyon ngayon, would you come to God in humility and say, Lord, I am sorry. I repent, Lord God, from doubting you. I repent from entertaining worries, Lord God, in my heart. Lord, open the eyes of these people and let them see how powerful you are, how big you are. You say in your words, God, in 1 John 4:4, that you are a children of God and you have overcome. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. Lord, may you inject, Lord God, this promise of yours to these people in the name of Jesus. Lastly, if you haven't surrendered your life to our Lord Jesus Christ, you see, the starting point of being courageous is when we surrender our life to our Lord Jesus Christ, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, because that's the only time we will feel that courage in our lives. If you are that person, would you post a heart emoji sa ating comment section so that other people can pray for you? And if you're that person, sundan mo po itong panalangin na to. Panginoon, ina-acknowledge ko po ngayon na ako po ay natatakot, at ngayon naiintindihan ko po para ma-overcome ko yung takot at magkaroon ako ng courage. The only thing that I need is to receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Sorry po, Lord God, sa lahat ng mga kasalanan na gawa ko. At patawarin mo po ako, Lord God, sa lahat ng mga kasalanan ito. Lord, naniniwala po ako sa puso ko, Lord God, na ikaw yung Diyos, Lord God, na nabuhay muli pagkatapos na 3 araw. At binuhay ka ng Ama sa langit para hindi lang ako patawarin, kundi bigyan ako ng buhay na walang hanggan. Salamat po sa iyong regalo at tinatanggap ko po ito ng buong puso. Ito po ang aking panalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen and amen. Kung ikaw po yung tao na nag-pray nito, pwede niyo po bang i-scan itong QR code na nakita niyo sa screen niyo ngayon, or i-text niyo kami para matulungan po namin kayo sa decision na ginawa niyo ngayon, at maalalayan po namin kayo sa bagong journey na tatahaking niyo sa pagsunod niyo sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. With that, let me pray for all of us. Lord, just like you said in your words, Lord, salamat. You're telling us not to be in fear and not to be dismayed, because you are with us, that you will strengthen us and you will help us, Lord God. Salamat, Panginoon, sa promise mo when you said, you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, thank you for the confidence. Thank you for the courage that you are giving us. Thank you for, Lord God, setting our faith on fire again. Lord, salamat, God, for this day. We just want to bless and honor you and glorify you. We love you, Lord God. Salamat, God, that you are with us, sabi mo, until the end of the age. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Maraming salamat po for joining us sa ating pong afternoon worship service, and we will see you again next week. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.